Hi, I'm Ian Crowley for SearchStorage.com, and today I'll be talking with Dennis Martin, president of Demartech, an IT consulting firm known for its on-site lab testing of the latest IT products. Welcome, Dennis.
Thanks, Ian.
Dennis, I know you're getting ready to release your 2012 edition of Demartech's iSCSI deployment guide, so I'd like to start by talking about some of the newer technologies impacting iSCSI, the first of which is data center bridging. How can data center bridging improve iSCSI performance?
So data center bridging is an extension or a collection of extensions really to Ethernet that basically give it some lossless characteristics. So iSCSI then can run over this lossless form of Ethernet, and so because Ethernet provides a more reliable connection, the iSCSI performance will be improved.
Thanks, Dennis. There's a lot of talk about having to choose between iSCSI and Fibre Channel. What advantages does iSCSI have over Fibre Channel?
So iSCSI is included. There are iSCSI initiators and even iSCSI targets included in some of the operating systems, so you can do it in software relatively easily, and you don't have to buy a lot of extra stuff. Certainly, if you're running 1 gig Ethernet, iSCSI can run over that 1 gig Ethernet, and again, the Ethernet, especially at 1 gig, is not very expensive, and a lot of people already have it. So that would be an advantage that iSCSI has over Fibre Channel.
What about the disadvantages?
The disadvantages are that iSCSI tends to be a little bit higher in latency, and in the very big shops, the big shops already have Fibre Channel, so it's Fibre Channel is well established. So the reliability and the performance of Fibre Channel tends to be a little bit better than iSCSI. Fibre Channel has been running over a lossless connection, for years. So when you want high reliability and low latency, typically you choose Fibre Channel.
Okay, and then what kinds of applications are better served with iSCSI than Fibre Channel?
Well, it turns out the applications don't really know the difference between iSCSI and Fibre Channel. So since they can't tell, but the best thing to do is figure out what you need. If you need very low latency and lots of scalability, lots of nodes on the network, you might go with Fibre Channel. If you don't need the lowest latency, but you want something a little simpler, then you could go with iSCSI. But again, the applications really can't tell the difference.
Okay, that's interesting. To get a little more technical, how difficult is it to manage iSCSI multipathing, and are there any tools out there that can make it easier?
So with iSCSI, to do multiple, I'll call it multiple paths, there are a couple ways to go. First of all, there are tools in most of the operating systems that handle MPIO. Some people, in Microsoft it's MPIO, and other forms it's MPIOX, but in either case there's sort of a generic multipathing that uses a single iSCSI session, and you can have multiple addresses on either the initiator or target or both. So that comes with the OS. So that's fairly straightforward. Some of the iSCSI targets support something called multiple connections, so you can use a different sort of method to log in, and then you can accomplish this multipathing using this multiple connection option. Typically, multiple connections and things like MPIO are sort of mutually exclusive. You got to pick one or the other, and the fact that you can choose it is sort of dependent on what the target supports.
Okay, moving on to security, are CHAP and IPSEC the only two iSCSI security measures to know about, or are there others?
CHAP and IPSEC are the only ones I know of, and they certainly can handle a lot of things, at least within iSCSI itself. Now, you can also do other forms of encryption, with the Ethernet connection. There's other things you can do with data at rest on the storage side. So a lot of other places you can do encryption, but CHAP and IPSEC are all that I know that are iSCSI specific.
You tested iSCSI offload adapters in your 2011 iSCSI deployment guide. What kind of applications benefit from using this technology?
So the principle of the iSCSI offload is all of the iSCSI protocol handling and usually also the TCP/IP stack are offloaded into the card, into the adapter. So anything that needs a little bit tighter, I'll say latency a little bit, but more importantly, you can it really drops the CPU utilization. So whenever you want to load up more things on your CPU, either more VMs or bigger applications or whatever, that would be the best benefit for using an iSCSI offload adapter.
Okay, and what kinds of advantages in performance do you get from using iSCSI jumbo frames, and in what situation is it best to use them?
Jumbo frames, of course, obviously give you more payload per transmission. Typically, jumbo frames run about 9,000 bytes, give or take a little bit for the headers. Sometimes there are some sizes that are a little smaller, some a little bit bigger, but 9,000 is the most common. If you're running 10 gig Ethernet, a lot of the 10 gig equipment defaults to jumbo frames, so you sort of get that for free. When you run it on 1 gig Ethernet, you do see a performance bump. We've seen it varies, but we've seen 10, 20%, maybe more. It's just a matter of if you want to get less congestion on the network, you can use the bigger packets.
Dennis, what are some best practices for handling iSCSI traffic?
So although iSCSI runs on Ethernet and pretty much everybody has Ethernet, the best practice is you really should run your iSCSI traffic on a separate network or at least a separate VLAN. That's because iSCSI puts a different kind of a traffic load on there, and it's just better to keep it separate because you don't want it to collide or make more collisions on your regular network than you already have. At the 1 gig level, of course, you can use separate NICs for that. If you go to 10 gig, then you can start to get into, you don't have to break it up quite as much because 10 gig is a much bigger pipe. Certainly, you should use server-class network adapters for iSCSI. Don't try the desktop NICs because they're cheaper and they just don't handle all the extra things that really iSCSI would like to use. Certainly, you can enable things like RSS and any of the other offload things, the stateless offload things. It's not quite the full iSCSI, but there's some TCP offload, you know, sub-functions that you can get. So you want to have an adapter that can do all that. If you are concerned about security on the network because you've got other stuff going on there, you certainly want to use CHAP, either one-way or mutual. Non-blocking switches, most of them are that way this way these days. Those are the main ones. There are always a few other things you can do. Obviously, use MPIO that we talked about already. If you're in the enterprise environment, of course, you want to go high availability, so you've got redundant things, redundant adapters, and that sort of thing if you really want to get to the toward the higher end.
Awesome. Thanks a lot for your time today, Dennis. I think the listeners will find this very helpful.
Sure, you're welcome. Thanks a lot.
If you're interested in learning more about iSCSI technology, please visit www.searchstorage.com. I'm Ian Crowley, and thanks for listening.